I got there next week, we're gonna have to spend the night.
You're dying. Your lungs are full of fluid and you're dying.
Oh, wow.
I said, I ain't gonna spend the night. Because I want Duluth hot, but uh-huh. I know what happened. I come home, I went to bed. I went to lay, I couldn't lay down, I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
So I used the cushions off the couch.
Yeah.
And make an angle so I could lay down.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm laying
there.
Did
you have like lung cancer or something? Or?
No, I'm laying there, and all of a sudden, it first picked me up bodily, like a huge bird. I'm going down this hall. There's a light. And it was so bright, a whiter white than you will ever see uh-huh. here. And Breyer said, put him back, it isn't his time. I never went to see the doctor.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
Don't.
I'll tell you what. I don't know about your story, but I'll tell you what. Here's the fruit. If that was of God, which it may be, also the enemy can do miracles and signs and wonders. But here's the thing. If you really truly are of God and he brought you back for another purpose to keep going, your life and your ways should really align to the holy word of God. And I would encourage you, you came up to me about Trump, I would encourage you, God wouldn't lead you into politics. God's not going to lead you into the church system. God's going to lead you into his word and holiness. His spirit's always going to take you more into holiness.
See, what got me, what made me really know that when I was 5 years old, my old man was a drunk. I never remember seeing him.
Uh-huh.
He left my mother, and we lived in a little tar paper shack over here. When it was 40 below,
uh-huh.
we had ice on our water bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the house.
Yeah.
In the house.
Rough life,
we had to run and pump the water.
Yeah.
And if you didn't leave the handle the right way, it would freeze.
Yeah.
You got to be all the way down. I can't remember. Up,
yep,
one
yep.
way or the other.
Sure.
And you took your bath Saturday night, so you were clean for Sunday church, and that was once a week you got it. I carried the water. My three sisters got the bath first because they were the cleanest. I was the dirtiest. I got the last one. But anyhow, I'm about 5 years old, and the neighbor used to take me with, he counted, you know what pulp sticks are?
Yeah.
And he counted the pulp sticks and paid the guys.
Uh-huh.
So there's always a couple, this one couple, and he's paying them. And I says, how come that she gets the money and he don't? And he said, because he can't see that well. He can't, he's helping his wife.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. They were drinkers, you know, pulp cutters. They bought their weekly stuff. And their shirts are clothes, whatever they need, and they went to the tavern, everybody drank and bought. Well, they got in a bet. That move off the bet had to go to church. So this blind couple, now I'm sitting in church, this is probably 5 years later, and by then I'm in my teens,
yeah.
probably, no, maybe not even my teens yet, about
yeah.
9, 10. And I see them people, and the first time, I wonder what they're doing. I knew them, you know, because I was 5 years old.
Right.
And the next Sunday, they were in again. But pretty soon, he's my Sunday school teacher. I asked him what happened. He said, we lost a bet in the bar. Who went to church? Who's going to go to church? And he says, I woke up that morning, and that Monday morning, and I could beat the calendar on the wall. Never knew it was a calendar.
So God healed his vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. God
yeah,
does do miracles.
And that was my first
yeah.
Bible.
God does do miracles, but let me encourage you. That's my gospel card. I have a website. If you do you go online? Do you go on the internet?
I got internet, but I don't know how to use it.
Oh, okay.
Your wife does, but I don't.
Honey, would you go grab me one of my paper tracks? Bigger paper tracks? Jesus said they did it, followed him for the miracles and the food. Here, this is a written one you can read. They followed him for the food and the miracles, not because their hearts were transformed. So I would encourage
now
you.
Now you tell me how many, if these like.
Those two things will help you
healed,
go deeper.
How many he healed with their eyesight? Well, like he did.
He healed
Paul.
Many. Yeah.
Saul.
Yeah. And Saul followed
Saul
him.
Turned to Paul.
Paul,
yeah.
He followed him. But because
yeah.
he was born again and he was changed by the power
now,
of God.
How many other people were blind and got their sight back? You tell me that they didn't follow him. I mean, that miracle has got to be
actually
unbelievable.
We don't know how many followed him, but we know he healed 10. Hold on. He healed 10 lepers.
Yeah.
And they all ran off. And how many came back
one.
To thank him? Only one. I can promise you those 9 were ungrateful men. How about the one time where Jesus said to the man that he did heal blind, his blindness? I believe it was blindness. And what did Jesus say to him? Jesus heals him with a miracle. And then what did Jesus say to him?
Don't tell him.
No. Well, yeah, yeah, he did say that once too, but not this time. He said, stop sinning or something worse is going to happen to you.
I'll make your money today, stop sinning.
Yeah, so test yourself. Those resources will help you. Come out of the world and come out of the church systems. Put your faith in Christ.
Well, I got that, but I still...
But you got to walk in all of his ways. You got to walk in holiness if you're of God. You come out of the culture. You come out of the politics. You come out of the false... All the church systems are false, sir. They're teaching pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter. They're about money. They're... Here you go. On Sunday, they're all about God. On Sunday afternoon, they're about the Packers and the carnal football. You know that's true. They're living two lives. They're not truly born of God. Test yourself, lest you be a reprobate.
I never miss church.
Yeah, well, I'm, that doesn't mean anything, sir. The Pope never misses church, but he's going to go to hell.
Oh, you know that.
But he never misses church.
But can you imagine he's saying it's ways. All right to be queer, it's all right to be this? How the hell did they come up with
that? No, but
there's two of us, man and woman.
But homosexuality is a sin, but so is worldliness. So is idolatry. Like, so is pride.
I was in a...
Did you know... Let me give you this. Did you know if we dress in a way that we feel prideful about ourselves? Man, I look good in these boots, these shoes, this hairdo. I look good. That's pride. Did you know that in the Proverbs 6:17 says that's like homosexuality, pride is an abomination. Did you know that?
Oh, sure. It would
be. Oh, I'm proud of the Packers. I'm proud to be a Baptist. I'm proud to be American. I'm proud to be a Trump supporter.
I'm proud to be American. I'll tell you that.
That's pride, though. That's an abomination to God. You have to repent of that.
I'm going to have to go to hell then.
Yo, you got to repent of that.
I'm not going to leave American down.
Oh, America is going to be judged by God. You want to go with God, not America. Test yourself, sir.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
Test yourself.
I've been there once.
My phone number's on there, or my email's on there. Email me.
I've been there once. I'll tell you.
My email's on there. Love to hear from you. Still there, will you? Yeah, thanks for hanging in there.